This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Taxes aren't the only topic under debate in Congress right now. Today, a committee in the House takes up a bill that would rewrite the Federal Higher Education Act. The process is expected to take months and could affect everything from how students pay for college to campus free speech. From the Marketplace Education Desk at WYPR in Baltimore, Amy Scott is following this.
The so-called PROSPER Act would increase work-study funding and raise the maximum amount undergrads can borrow. Pell Grant recipients could get a $300 bonus for taking extra credits. But Mamie Voigt with the Institute for Higher Education Policy says the bill eliminates a separate need-based grant, as well as subsidized loans that save students money on interest.
Both of these provisions would really be hurting the lowest-income students the most.
The House bill would ease some restrictions on for-profit colleges, like a rule preventing them from making more than 90% of their revenue from federal financial aid. Jason Delisle with the American Enterprise Institute says all colleges should be held accountable for student success.
We need one accountability measure that works across the board. And I think what you've seen over the years is, well, this one didn't work, so let's add a new one.
The Senate is expected to deliver its version sometime in the new year. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.